Now, the map that he talked about of North America, the changes,
yes.
Did he say when that would occur? I mean, that looks like half of California is gone.
Right.
The Mississippi has expanded.
Yes, I mean, yes, exactly. He prophesied that the Great Lakes will drain into the Gulf of Mexico through the Mississippi and the Ohio. So that's a major shift. There is a major fault there, the New Madrid Fault. So if it moved again, that would really help this happen. He did say that the West Coast was going to be changed, but heck, our own seismologists tell us that one part of that land is on one plate of the Earth and the other part's on the other tectonic plate. So they know it's going to change. He foresaw that back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s as occurring, but he did say in one reading, this will be gradual. And I think we've seen gradual shifts. Now, when it really hits hard, it's cataclysmic for the people at that point, like that earthquake in Mexico City that killed 12,000 people, and the earthquakes that have been happening in China are cataclysmic to the people, but the planet keeps going on, so it's hard to know what he meant by gradual. Gradual for the mass of the Earth certainly wasn't gradual for those people living in that specific location.
Well, that's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
But if this comes, it could be devastating.
Yes, it will be shocking, devastating, and that's
why... There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, you can sure be careful about that stock market, because he saw it as going dramatically up and dramatically down, because we're in a time of dramatic shifts. And the Earth is going through a major shift, as well as the human beings, the institutions, they're all going through this shift. So during this period, things are dramatically whipsawing back and forth. And so you got to be very careful about that.
Tell me about what he said about the Hall of Records.
He said that when Atlantis began to break up, the Atlanteans realized that their crystal had been out of attunement for a while and was destroying the plates beneath it, the earth plates, the tectonic plates. And they were going to lose it all. So they carved 32 stone tablets with their story on it. And they carved three sets. And they sent three separate leaders off to bury them in the earth to be discovered by a future generation as we come into the Age of Enlightenment. And then the records would be available to them. And one of them went to Egypt and buried it under the right front paw of the Sphinx. Another one went into the Yucatan and the mountains of Guatemala, where the Mayans were, and buried a set there. And one of them buried a set in Poseidia, mm-hmm. Atlantis, right in the island of Bimini, and it sank.
And were these sets of triplicate? They were the same at each spot?
Okay. They are the same. He said they are one. And so ARE now, since the 60s, has been looking for them, and we've had a lot of people investing in this. We've developed five teams. We've been working in cooperation with the authorities and the archaeologists in all three areas. And we have made some breakthroughs in Bimini and even in Egypt, but we have not actually found the Hall of Records in either location.
I can't get Zahi Hawass, who's in charge of Egypt's antiquities, to admit that there is some kind of tomb or something at the paw of the Sphinx. He will not say it.
No, and yet he's still drilling underneath the Sphinx.
Yes, rapidly.
He's still looking. You see, for him, the emerald tablets of Thoth are hidden there, and that's carved on the walls. No one carved on the walls of Egyptian monuments that the Atlanteans hid their stuff there. So he's not looking for Atlanteans records, but he is looking for what we would consider to be like those records and possibly in the same location. Hermes is Thoth, and if the records of Hermes are buried there, he would love to find those. And so we're supporting every time he wants to dig or drill, we're right there ready to support his effort because we want them found.
Did Edgar Cayce ever talk about what was in the Hall of Records?
Yes, he did. In fact, he said, I'm in the fourth dimensional Hall of Records. You're looking for the third dimensional stone version. I'm in the fourth dimensional, and I can tell you exactly what's in them. They reflect one another. And basically, he said it was the record of the entire humanity as minds and spiritual celestial beings traveling around and then choosing this little planet to come visit. And as they came down into matter, into form, they lost a bit of their awareness of their celestial nature and they became terrestrial, but that their destiny is to return to the celestial. And so they're going to have to break out of this terrestrial mindedness and the habit patterns, the reincarnations, the cycle of karma, the wheel of life. They're going to have to break out of that pattern, and nature's going to help us break out of it by making some dramatic changes. He said, then we'll realize there's really no death. The mind and the spirit don't die, and that's when we'll become aware of the people of the universe and that we're a part of them and only have been going through a lost period here in this realm.
All of
that's on the stone tablets.
John, let's talk a little bit more about Atlantis. This is an area that has fascinated me for years. What did Casey think it was? What kind of technology did they have?
Well, again, here's a challenge like the Mayans, the Aztecs, and the Toltecs. Early Atlantis was high technology, intercontinental, intergalactic travel, interstellar travel, very high, sophisticated. Late Atlantis, they had lost their awareness. They were becoming warlike. They were in battles, and they were changing their wonderful crystals into weapons, whereas before, these crystals would rejuvenate their bodies, and they could live here for thousands of years in the physical form, and the physical form never got ill. It would stay healthy, so their minds and spirits could live in it. But that's in the early period. As they were losing it, getting more materialistic, getting more egocentric, getting more into selfish interest and starting these little cliques where you get one army against another army.
And it sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. They turned those things into weapons. And then they really lost their celestial awareness, and they became very much like we've heard about the latter period of Aztecs, Toltecs, Mayans, where they were brutal fighters hating different tribes and blood sacrifice and all of those things.